Nifty News, I'm Ben Thomas. A lot of work still to go, but there's progress in Florida after back-to-back hurricanes. Julie Walker has a report.
As Floridians clean up from the double punch of Hurricanes Helene and Milton, Governor Ron DeSantis says about 97% of the state has power back.
FPL thinks by tomorrow you're going to have pretty much everybody.
He also says the state now has 12 free fuel distribution sites.
Fuel for the public, not even charging you. Free gas, imagine that. Helps to have a budget surplus.
Meanwhile, residents like Brooke Karstensen in Tampa, whose home was flooded, says the community is coming together to help one another.
That made all the difference for both the hurricane rescue and the recovery.
DeSantis cautions debris removal could take up to a year. He says President Biden has approved 100% federal reimbursement for state efforts for 90 days. I'm Julie Walker.
In western North Carolina, threats against federal disaster workers have forced them to abandon door-to-door visits. The Rutherford County Sheriff's Office says one armed man has been charged with a misdemeanor. FEMA confirms it's adjusted operations, but emphasizes its disaster recovery centers remain open. The Nobel Prize in Economics goes to three U.S.-based academics, Darren Acemoglu and Simon Johnson at MIT, and James A. Robinson at the University of Chicago, for studies into what makes countries rich or poor. They've documented that freer, open societies are more likely to prosper. But Acemoglu notes democracies are going through a rough time.
It is, in some sense, quite crucial that they reclaim the high ground of better governance, cleaner governance, and delivering sort of the promise of democracy to a broad range of people.
Stocks built on records today. The Dow rose 201 points or 0.5%, while the S&P gained 0.8%, both hitting new highs. This is AP News. A NASA spacecraft is on its way to explore Jupiter's moon Europa to see whether its vast hidden ocean might be able to support life. And Ed Donahue reports pandas are returning to the nation's capital.
The panda drought at Washington's National Zoo appears to be coming to an end. Chinese officials say less than a year after three of its pandas were sent back to China, a pair of three-year-old giant pandas named Bao Li and Qing Bao have left a research facility and will soon be flown to Washington. The National Zoo has a long panda history.
Very cute. I'm a panda lover.
The first pandas from China arrived at the zoo in 1972. Bao Li means precious vigor and Qing Bao, green treasure. When they arrive is still up in the air. There will likely be an extended quarantine and acclimation period before they are introduced to the public. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.